Power to the people. I spoke yesterday with Energy Minister Angus Taylor, who was in the Hunter Valley, along with Environment Minister Susan Lee and the boss of Snowy Hydro, Paul Broad. They were at the site of what's known as the Hunter Power Project outside Kurri Kurri. And the Environment Minister, Susan Lee, has given the final tick of approval to the construction of a 660-megawatt peaking plant. Angus Taylor said the plant was on schedule to open next year when the Liddell Power Station, owned by AGL, closes. And the approval is, well, a lot of criticism from particularly green energy analysts who believe that that this gas-fired power plant is going to become a stranded asset and a white elephant as we transition to renewables. With more on that, joining me now is the CEO of Snowy Hydro, Paul Broad, who's on the line. Good morning, Paul. Whoops, where is he? Morning, Paul.
Gotcha. Got me?
Yes, I've still got the training wheels on, Paul. 47 years on, I think, and still hit the wrong button every now and then. Okay, now you believe that more of these gas-fired power generators are going to be needed around the country, but firstly, the one at Kurri Kurri in the Hunter Valley, a lot of people suggesting we don't need it. It's over $600 million of taxpayers' money. Do you think it will become a stranded asset?
Well, just so we're clear, at Snowy Hydro has gone to the owners, which you are the taxpayers. We have asked for equity, and they've got it. It's going to get a return of over 12%. So the return back to taxpayers will be considerable. The hydro, the gas plant itself is fundamental to the transition away from baseload coal. When you take the big baseload coal out, you get lots of renewables coming in, which is great, but you've got to be able to fill in the gaps. When the sun goes down, the wind stops, you've got to be able to fill in the gaps. And as hydro, we do it as our day-to-day job. Our massive hydro plants and our gas plants do that, and we're going to need a lot more of it as more and more baseload closes.
Now, Snowy Hydro already owns three of these gas-fired plants, and I've spoken to Angus Taylor, the Energy Minister, on a couple of occasions about one which is located just near where the Munmora Power Station used to be on the Central Coast. But look, I've sort of heard anecdotally it's not turned on very often. Angus Taylor said last week it's in the last 6 months it's been turned on numerous occasions. How often has it been used in recent months?
There is a lot. So how hot the weather is, what the weather's doing, and how the other plants, the big base loads, are performing. So in a normal really hot summer, it gets turned on an awful lot. But in very mild conditions like now, not so much.
Well, it varies a lot. Not so much. How much is not so much in the last 6 months?
I can't give you how many days it's turned on, but on average, over a year, it runs for about 7 to 8% of the time.
Okay. All right. So it's not that often.
But when you need it, you need it.
All right. Does Snowy Hydro have wholesalers over the barrel? And obviously it's supply and demand. When it's needed, price-wise, the sky's the limit?
Not at all. In fact, quite the opposite. What happens in the marketplace is that most of the energy is supplied from base load or renewables. When demand starts to increase, the big base loads can get a bit more. Lots of other players then start bidding in their capacity. And in that marketplace, Snowy plays a significant role in parts, and other players play a significant role in parts. So the suggestion by anybody that somehow we play that dominant role is just not correct. Other people do it regularly. Our opponents and others raise this issue. It gets independently assessed by the regulatory bodies. And we run through that process, and they're not suggesting in any way, shape, or form that occurs.
All right. So, look, I've mentioned a couple of times I've actually read that Tomago Aluminium, when there was a power shortage, were offered electricity from that Munmora gas-fired peaking plant. but that it was too expensive, so they decided to shut down one of their pot lines rather than buy it from you.
That's complete rubbish. The truth of the matter is Tomago has a contract with AGL, and the nature of that contract, you have to ask them, but as I understand it, they get paid to turn off when the prices go high. So effectively, they act as part of AGL supply. When the prices go high because demand's very high, AGL manages their position by paying Tomago turn off. Now, you have to ask them the details on it. They approach the marketplace. They approach us and others for wholesale contracts. We at Snowy, just so we're clear, we have got to buy energy in the marketplace. Supply all our red customers. We don't generate enough to supply all our customers. So we're constantly in the marketplace buying energy. We're constantly in the marketplace selling insurance products against hot days, high prices, etc. So we're in and out the market all the time. And at best, we are a sort of 12-13% of the market.
24 past 7, daylight saving time. I guess Paul Broad, Chief Executive of Snowy Hydro, construction, I gather has begun as of some time ago on a gas-fired power generator at the old Hydro aluminium site at Curry Curry. Now, it's going to run on gas, but will it run on gas from the word go? As I understand it, it's going to be running on diesel for some time, Paul.
So we have all these gas plants have ultimately a backup as a diesel, so if demand's really high and people need to keep the lights on, they'll take energy from any source. So as a very last resort, we run it on diesel. On this particular plant, we want to be ready for December 23, particularly when the Dell closes. If that turns out to be a very hot summer, this plant will be in demand. So that to ensure that we're available, it will be ready to go on diesel. With the gas line is about a 20-kilometre line zigzagging, so it acts a bit like a bottle as well. So the gas connection line has to be built. That EIS is still to be determined. So in order that we can have certainty about being available in December, the diesel will be connected. Hopefully the gas will be there on time.
What about green hydrogen? Labor have pledged an additional $700 million investment in Snowy Hydro to run this thing on green hydrogen. Is that somewhere off over the horizon, or is that feasible in the near future?
Well, the plant is hydrogen ready. So we deliberately picked the Mitsubishi units that can work from hydrogen from day one up to about 15% or thereabouts. So the question will be getting the hydrogen, how well it can mix in the pipelines with gas, how the economics look. So there's a long way to go. We are part of a research team with Port of Newcastle, Macquarie Bank and us, doing lots of research on hydrogen. Where and how will it evolve?
Okay, and then finally, just quickly, there are a lot of proposals for small-scale pumped hydro schemes, even at some former coal mines in the Hunter Valley. Are they a viable option, or is it just a good idea, a thought bubble?
Oh, no, I don't think it's a thought bubble at all. I think it's a good idea. There's one in Kidston in the central Queensland. I think it's all approved and getting underway. So, no, I think all those things will evolve. I mean, the world we're heading into, Richard, is vastly different to the world you and I came up to. I remember in the days when Eraring was being built and all that, you know, the demand for power is going through the roof. This world we're evolving into is complex, difficult, and in many ways Europe gives us a bit of an insight of the world that's going to happen. In Europe now, they're building more nuclear plants. The French are. The Germans turn their nuclear plants off and they depend on gas out of Russia, so they're getting screwed. The English now, I think, are commissioning an old coal plant. They're building a nuclear plant. So the world we're changing into is phenomenally different than the world you and I grew up in. We've got to have our eyes open. We've got to be ready for it. We've got to talk. We've got to have adult conversations about all those things, and hydros and pumped hydros and batteries and gas and renewables and wind and solar and all the transmission lines. Look all that up. I mean, that's no easy task.
I mentioned earlier the regulator over in the UK has given approval to up the price of energy. I think it's 54% by April the 28th. I hope to hell we're not going to see that happen here in Australia, Paul.
Yeah, well, if we keep, you know, in Europe, 22% of their energy comes out of gas. You know, in Australia, it's about 6%. And once the gas demand goes up, and if we don't access gas, of course it goes up. It's 50, but you've got to be careful on that. The total bill people face is still tied up with, you know, lines and everything else. 50% increase on 30% of the bill would roughly be what the story would be. So it'll be a 15%. But it will impact customers. It will have significant impact on customers. Mm. And the fallout will be enormous. So we've got to sort of not go. Now, we're in a bit of a Goldilocks zone now. We're sort of tracking along with 80% of the energy still coming out of our baseload power stations. There is sort of this myth that comes up that somehow it's going to flick the switch and we can go all this renewables and all the things are going to work. And man, that's not easy, because the power lines and all the transmission are built for the old baseload power plants, not for our renewable zones. So we've got to rebuild our networks. We've got to rebuild connections. We've got to put gas plants in. We've got to expand hydro plants, which we do. And that's got to be done on scale, 4 and 5 times what we're doing now. So the scale of this, the enormity of the challenge, can't be underestimated.
All right. And finally, I know, and certainly Red Energy are very proud sponsors of the Newcastle Knights. I make no apology about the fact that I'm a Newcastle Knights fan. Your prediction for the Knights in season 2022, Paul?
Well, I talked to Phil the other day, and he said the first trial game is on the 21st. And,
yes, yeah.
I can't wait to get there. I'm really hopeful. The you know, that the young guys have really matured. I really think Clifford will be a big season for him. I think Ponga back fit and strong.
And the captain.
What a great, you know, that young fellow, to watch him mature and grow. What a gifted player he is. But I love the big Safidi boys. I reckon those two big boys, as we've seen them evolve from kids, you know, the kids coming in the first grade. Look at them now. Yeah. They're belting them. So I can't wait to see those two boys get on there and, you know, create a bit of habit.
Again, I make no apologies for talking about the Newcastle Knights. Thanks for your time, Paul.
You and me both.
All right, thanks for your time. Have a good day. Paul Broad, Chief Executive of Snowy Hydro. Yeah.